Well, I did a little farm work from while I was living here with the folks, and helped them in the store and the post office there for a while. And then later, why, I went to Sawatch, which is, you know where it is, over north of Logan. And I worked there in a garage and filling station, took care of the front end, about all that I did there. Then after that, well, I was married while I was in there, married in 1932. I went over there about 1929, and worked for L.W. Gross. He was a big, biggest garage in Swatch, which it was real nice, and he was a real good mechanic himself, and then he had other mechanics work for him, which is, now you'd never know that there'd ever been one there. There isn't even a garage there now anymore. But that was in 29, 30, 31. Then, about 30, 33, I guess it was, that the postmaster at Swatch was having trouble keeping deputies. And so he wanted me to go in and into the post office with him. Well, I hesitated a while because Gross had been very, very good to me there. But it was sort of a confining job. See, I stayed right there day and night, man. So since I was married, well, I didn't want to have a 24-hour job, really. So I went into the post office, and I was in there for about 2 years, I guess, in the U.S. post office. And then from there, why, we ended up at this camp near Sanderson Gulch. My brother-in-law, who was a judge at that time there in Swatch, and he had some mining claims up there. And of course this was Depression days, and so it sounded like there might be a pretty good deal in this mine might open up again. It had worked and then it closed down like a lot many mines have, you know. So brother-in-law had a nephew, which is about 3 years younger than myself, and so he got us a job on Diamond Drill, and we went up there. And my wife had never cooked too much, but she was going to cook for the gang, and there was about five or six of us, I guess, and we spent the summer up there. But it turned out that the mine didn't go. It had a sense, of course, but it didn't at that time. So then, that was Depression days. You couldn't buy a job. So I worked that fall, I guess, on a road, up on Middle Canaro Road, where it connects with 114 going over Cochetope Pass. And then that played out, of course, in fall, so then there was nothing to do. So then the next spring, we went up, I guess we spent the winter up at the Bedell Camp, or Sanderson Gulch. Then the next spring, I went on a ranch up here by South Fork, Bear Creek Ranch up there.
Bear Creek?
And farmed there for 18 years. I went there in 35, and then I think it was 52 when we